I'm Drew Dawson from the GPB Newsroom. Georgia's highest court won't hear a case having to do with whether certain immigrants with temporary permission to stay in the U.S. should be eligible for in-state tuition at state colleges and universities. The Georgia university system requires verification of lawful presence in the U.S. for in-state tuition. The Board of Regents has said students with temporary permission to stay under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, don't qualify. The Georgia Court of Appeals in October reversed a lower court ruling saying they should be able to pay in-state tuition if they otherwise qualify. The immigrants appealed to the Georgia Supreme Court, which today declined to take the case. A lawyer for the immigrants says they will continue the fight. Well, traveling through downtown Atlanta will be more challenging for the next few months. Repair crews are replacing the failing Cortland Street Bridge, which is located between MLK Jr. Drive and Gilmer Street near the Georgia State Capitol and Georgia State University. While the demolition and construction are underway, both drivers and pedestrians will be subject to detours. According to CBS 46, the existing bridge is 110 years old and will take 6 months to replace at a price of $25 million. Savannah's Memorial Health, which was purchased by the for-profit Hospital Corporation of America at the end of January, has announced the layoff of 85 workers. In a prepared statement, hospital officials said the move was made to strengthen the organization and to move toward regaining financial stability. The Savannah Morning News reports the hospital did not answer questions as to what departments were affected, estimated savings, or any future layoff plans. Hospital spokesman Dale Hooks says the workers who were let go were given a severance package to smooth the transition. With the acquisition of Memorial Health, HCA now owns 13 hospitals in their Southern Atlantic division, serving communities in Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida. Well, for the first time in 25 years, Columbia County, just outside of Augusta, is conducting a historic resource survey. According to the Augusta Chronicle, the last survey identified 28 places around Columbia County with the potential of being listed on the National Register of Historic Places. But since then, some of those sites have been lost. The new survey will identify what's gone, what remains, and what can be done to preserve them. A 25-year-old Union City, Georgia mother has pleaded guilty to selling her two underage daughters to be raped. The plea came on the same day the man accused of raping the children was convicted. According to the AJC, the name of the victim's mother is being withheld to protect the children's identity. The man who purchased the girls, 78-year-old Richard Office of Union City, was sentenced to life in prison plus 146 years. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.